This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers, our men and our women, our tanker yankers, our suicide jockeys, getting the petrol to the gas stations. Thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. Our Twitter handle is at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the thriving north part of Florida, known as the Panhandle, we have Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. All right.
The thriving Florida.
Okay. All right, enough there, guys. They went back into the bar. They've had it. all right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words out there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we're going to remind you of that every chance we get, because a lot of people don't seem to understand that in this day and age. Let's see, Omar, Tlaib, Ayok, Presley, you know, somebody ought to hang them out to dry. But anyway, let's get started, because we've got to talk about Israel and what's going on there. There's been some action overnight again. We've got some 7,000 Israeli Defense Forces on the ground with seven tank battalions. They are inside the Gaza Strip right now. They've got aircraft flying overhead. They've had as many as 160 sorties flown so far against 160 different targets. And we also had some rockets fired yesterday from Hezbollah in Lebanon. We had one volley that was fired from the northwestern corner of Iraq from the Iranian proxies there. This has gotten much bigger than what it was.
Yeah, and you have to say, and I'm seeing this all over social media, which I'm happy about, people saying we stand with Israel.
You bet.
You know, the only reason this is happening is because Iran believes in its heart of hearts that Biden is very weak and that he will not do anything about this. And quite honestly, with the way that he's preoccupied with the vomit of social engineering here in the United States, backing up this stupid race baiting critical race theory stuff,
yep,
and gender identity and everything that has nothing to do with good government, that I don't think he is going to do anything over there. So Israel, they need to make a mark to say that if you're gonna play these games with us, you're gonna pay a very big price for it.
Well, Benjamin Netanyahu said, and I quote, "I said that we would charge a very heavy price from Hamas, and the last word was not said, and this operation will continue as long as is necessary." Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday.
Well, and as well it should. He's being a good leader. He's protecting his people. That's what a government is supposed to do. It's not supposed to force their people to change, like the Biden administration is trying to do over here. They're supposed to administer the laws that have been put on the books that are legitimate, and they are supposed to serve the people. When you have foreign entities, whether they're terrorist or nation-state backed or just nation-states, violently acting against your own people, you have to respond in kind. And he's doing what a good leader should do. He's protecting the Israeli people. And, you know, he's a smart guy. I've met Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a smart guy. And I truly believe that he knows how to play this three-tiered chess game with the Iranians, because this is both aggression against Israel, but it is a probe into the United States and the West to see just how far they can go, not only in the negotiations about nuclear material, but in land aggression with the Biden administration in office. This is a probe as well as an attack. So we'll see what happens, but they have every right to defend themselves.
And
much to the chagrin of the squad and especially Omar and Talib, this is not an act of terrorism. Terrorism is when you launch missiles from living rooms in Gaza and the West Bank into populated areas.
Yeah.
That's what terrorism is.
And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Hamas is doing that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What Hamas does is they use residential living quarters as armories and launching positions.
Yep.
They use their people as human shields.
Yep, which is why they're doing what they're doing. They're giving the people a certain amount of time to get out of a building, and they're saying, that's it.
And there's never been one aggressive action by the Israelis.
Nope.
In Gaza, that happens in a civilian occupied area where they haven't leaflet bombed this place prior to it and let messages know well in advance that they're coming and this is going to happen, so get out.
Yeah, and in some cases even called them on the telephone. Now, George is saying hello to us, George Godfather, so good morning back to George. He's saying the communist administration, meaning Biden, has not picked an ambassador for Israel yet. Well, gee, that is true. But when we come back, just for the heck of it, guess what? An ambassador that had been picked to go to Japan. Japan said, we don't want the guy. And guess what? He's from Chicago. We'll tell you all about him when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. By the way, that number is a combined total of terrestrial and internet listeners, and there are nights where we've got over a million people just on the internet listening to us on the 63 different sites that we're heard on, as well as all of our radio station affiliates. Now, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, because hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and the father, and I'll never forget this, the father that drove his daughter's car all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to Newport Richie to trade it in and then take the car down to her where she was going to school at the University of Tampa in Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Whatever it takes is their motto. It starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection of Moss, because they got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles there right now. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Clean trade-ins, got them. And they're commanding a great resale value, too. So if you're thinking about trading your vehicle in, or maybe you want to sell the car you got, see what it's worth, they'll give you a price offer. They'll give right to you a check right on the spot, and you might wind up with more money than what you think, be able to upgrade your ride, and have extra money in your pocket, too, to enjoy yourself. Now, Moss Nissan, the home of the exclusive You Serve, You Save program. Active military, veterans, first responders, church pastors all get a great deal there. And don't forget, their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richie, Nissan and Acura right there on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the Rogue. You got to drive it, folks. You got to do a test drive. The hottest SUV on the planet, redesigned, and it is really, really, really a super vehicle. I know, I've been in one.
Okay, MossNissan.com, the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You are going to save a boatload of money, and that's going to open the door for more savings for you. Meanwhile, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is with us again. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I'll tell you, that was a lot to say, but we had to do it. Now, Rahm Emanuel, the gift that keeps on giving, the former mayor of Chicago, was about to be appointed the ambassador to Japan when the Japanese said what?
Yeah, let's put an asterisk next to that. The former chief of staff to Barack Obama, and before that, the former enforcer in the House of Representatives from Illinois, Rahm Emanuel. They're absolutely right in not wanting him. Not only did he promote egregious actions against Japan when he had influence in the White House, but this guy is a change agent for the worse. He's a progressive jackal, as it were, and he never would have just kept himself into the role of U.S. ambassador to Japan. He would have inserted himself in politics in Japan, in national politics in Japan, which is not the role of a U.S. ambassador.
Right.
So they're right to say, hey, you know, take your destructive, progressive, Marxist operatives and keep them in your land. If you want to destroy the United States with your Marxism, go right ahead. But we here in Japan, we recovered from World War II, did kind of nicely, and we'd like your ideology to stay over there.
By the way, there's a story coming out of Baltimore, fresh off the press right now. They are wanting a 28% funding hike of the police officers in Baltimore because crime has gone out of sight. And I want to say my thoughts and prayers go out to all of the officers that have been shot and injured and killed in the line of duty this year, 2020. I know yours do, too. Our audience feels the same way. This is going to be a historic high year. Last year was a record. This year is going to be another record. It's just a shame, just a real rotten shame.
No, I'm going to go a step further and say it's crime.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a crime. This never should have happened. There was no reason for it to happen. Political ideology forced this to happen. There's never a good reason to say defund the police. They've never had enough money to begin with,
right?
Because society is made up of human beings, and human beings tend to err. You know what was the line? If people were angels, there'd be no need for government. Well, we're not angels. Mm-hmm. Human nature has some very ugly sides to it. And in Baltimore, you've got a prosecutor who said they're going to stop prosecuting low-level crime.
Yeah.
So when you do that, that's kind of an indicator that, okay, go ahead and do what you want. See how far you could push it.
Yeah.
You know, just like a child, our society does need boundaries. When you say it's Thunderdome time, you get Mad Max, you know, so we can't this defund the police thing. The second they started it, all of the statistics started shooting through the roof. Violent crime across the board is up. And when you can say, okay, I could commit crime, let's go after the cops.
Yeah.
That's literally an act of domestic debt. That is an act of domestic terrorism, not what Congress is trying to convolute that definition to being. When you're firing weapons at law enforcement officers, when you're burning down their police precinct buildings, when you're trying to box them into a corner violently, that's domestic terrorism.
You bet. Now, speaking of domestic terrorism, one of the things that was really bothering the hell out of most everybody I know is what Joe Biden said yesterday, which kind of alleviated a little bit of pressure. Listen to this.
I think it's a great milestone, a great day.
Standing in the Rose Garden, a maskless President Biden welcomed the updated CDC recommendations, telling the American people they've endured a lot of hardship during the pandemic.
You've earned the right to do something that Americans are known for all around the world, greeting others with a smile.
He reminded the public that being fully vaccinated means it's been 2 weeks following either the two-dose COVID-19 vaccine or the one-shot vaccine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well,
I've we've earned the right.
I know. Isn't that something?
Who the hell does he think he is saying that we've earned the right? He's a public servant.
Mm-hmm.
He's elected to office to do a job that we created in creating the government. We have inalienable rights.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, if people wanted to take the mask off before, they had every right to do that because government doesn't have a right to tell you you got to mask up to close your business in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So who the hell is he to say that we've earned the right? Hey, listen, Grandpa, take that arrogance and stuff it right up your behind.
You know something? That's Susan Rice's guy.
Well, hey, she's been a hero of common sense the entire time she's been in Washington, hasn't she?
Yeah. Now, listen, I want to say something before we run out of time right now, because I got you on a roll here, and this will really frost you. Okay, West Texas crude yesterday went down $2.26 a barrel to $63.82. Brent crude went down $2.27 a barrel to $67.05. It gets better. Gasoline dropped 6 cents a gallon to $2.10 a gallon. Diesel dropped 6 cents a gallon to $2 a gallon. Frank, why in the hell is gasoline anywhere $3.99, $4 plus, $5 plus, $6 plus a gallon? Why, when what I just told you are the current wholesale prices without the tax?
There are many variables. One of them is that right now in Florida we're running on gasoline because we think that gas comes from the pipeline that was affected. We don't.
No.
So stand down, Floridians.
Yep.
But the other thing is when your federal government goes after your refineries, and this is what's going to happen. You can have all of the crude product that you want, but when your federal government is forcing a green energy agenda, whether we like it or not, whether the technology is there for it to be efficient or not, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the other thing,
and that's exactly what they're doing. They're going after the refineries to choke the business to death,
yep,
to force green energy upon us.
Yep. And by the way, $8 billion going to the United States Postal Service for the electric vehicles. Ms. Granholm up there, the Department of Energy secretary, stands to make millions, as does Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. And how do they charge these vehicles? They charge them with electricity. And how's the electricity overwhelmingly made in the United States? Through coal power plants.
Yep. Or oil.
So I want to thank you very much, people in Congress, for extending your carbon footprint into the federal fleet management system.
Yeah.
What a brilliant, brilliant, environmentally sound thing to do.
Now, you're going to hang around for another segment, so hold the line, and folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. Go there, check out his podcast, the great articles he writes, and we'll be right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel deployed ground forces near Gaza and ramped up airstrikes against Hamas Thursday as the bloody conflict shows no signs of letting up. The Israeli assault comes after Hamas groups stepped up their rocket assaults on Thursday, shooting more than 100 bombs into Israel. Some Senate Democrats are open to paying for a compromise infrastructure package by imposing user fees, including more gas taxes and raising money from electric car drivers through a vehicle miles travel charge. Republican leaders say they would not support raising either corporate or personal taxes to pay for President Biden's spending proposals. China is about to attempt its first Mars landing Friday. Tianwen-1, as the mission is called, means questions to heaven. It aims to be the first Mars mission to send a spacecraft into the planet's orbit, drop a landing platform onto the Martian surface, and deploy a rover all in one expedition. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, that total, again, is terrestrial and internet related. And there are nights when it's higher than that just on the internet alone. And we're just amazed by that because I know a lot of the traffic comes from the military bases overseas because I see it. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, that's the green tractor. The lawnmowers you see, you need a lawnmower, you need a riding mower, maybe you need a lawn tractor, or you might need a backhoe, or maybe you want to rent some equipment, or heck, you might need a bulldozer. Well, how about checking out John Deere? Nothing runs like a deer. And Everglades Equipment Group is that dealer and that distributor. Now, they've got locations all across the state of Florida. I'm transmitting to a number of places where their locations are. And they've got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. I wholeheartedly recommend them. Everglades Equipment Group. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Hey, Frank, are you going to roll into D.C. on your motorcycle for the annual Memorial Day event that Rolling Thunder is going to be up there? And thank God that the mayor of Washington, D.C., of all people, stepped up to the plate when Joe Biden and company wouldn't.
Well, Joe's scared of motorcycles. They're loud. You know, and I truly hope that all the boys and girls, I hope that they take a couple laps around the Capitol building and around the White House. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the little snowflakes that are now in control of federal government will be hiding inside behind the concertina wire, looking out the windows, looking at each other, saying, "Look, there go those white supremacists. Yep. We need the National Guard back here."
Yep, exactly.
And by the way, they're going to be at RFK Stadium. They're going to be in a parking lot there. RFK and the city of Washington, D.C. has given them parking lot number 8 for this year's Rolling to Remember event where they can stage. AmVets, of course, is a veterans group holding hosting the event. And I know a lot of fellas down here from Florida are going to be going up there. One of our congressmen, by the way, Brian Mass from Florida, he's going to be there. He is a motorcycle enthusiast, so he'll be up there, a combat wounded veteran, and a lot of other folks, too. And it's going to be something to see, because it's always something when they get together with all those bikes and all those flags being flown off them. And I'm telling you, it's just it just makes you really feel good.
You know, when you contemplate the jackasses we have in federal government right now.
Oh, yeah.
These are the same people. These decrepit, old, decaying windbags. These are the same people who were active in the anti-war effort back in the during the Vietnam War, who
yep.
spit on people who will be riding these bikes.
Yep.
Let's keep that in mind when they wanted to deny them the right to come and have their rally. Yep. I'm not going to grant permission for that.
Yep.
Well, you were certainly acting really, really wonderful to people when they were coming home from theater during the Vietnam War by spitting on them in the airports too, you reprobate bastards.
Yep. Now, we can talk about something really good, because we sit in Florida and we have the best governor in the country right here who stood strong yet again and righted a wrong against an innocent, hardworking couple down in South Florida who were arrested 3 times for not complying with local mask mandates. Now, they were arrested, handcuffs, facing 6 months in jail, a fine of up to $5,000 just for not wearing their masks or for forcing their customers to wear their masks, because it was up to the business whether or not they wanted to do it or not. Now, they were on the Laura Ingraham show the other night, and Governor DeSantis issued a reprieve to the owners of the company and said, not only will we issue a reprieve right now, but as soon as clemency board.
Right.
As soon as they come back into session, we're going to issue clemency. And by the way, there will be no fines or no penalties for anybody that gets infractions for things like masks or social distancing anywhere in the state. Thank you, Governor DeSantis.
Absolutely. And it's an appropriate action, and this is why people in Florida are proud of their governor.
Yep.
You know, this is a perfect example of why. I hope that this extends to expunging the arrest records as well.
Yep.
You know.
It will.
The left likes to hold on to little things like that that will screw you when you're going to get a mortgage later on. You know, it's common sense.
Yeah.
When you don't have a mask mandate that's coming down from the legitimate authority, local governments don't have the right to unilaterally do this kind of stuff, especially when it doesn't follow the science.
Yeah.
And especially when the use of masks have hindered the development of herd immunity. It was the dumbest thing that we've ever done for healthy people. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And little Dr. Fauci, this guy wants to have it be seasonal. This guy needs to be put to sleep.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. We've got Ian on the line, the unofficial mayor of nowhere. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a question I want to throw out to
go
you
ahead.
Two. And then
go
I'll...
ahead. Go ahead.
Have you heard or seen this article that they're talking about arresting Trump, going around DeSantis and flying him up to New York, to Manhattan for extradition? Have you seen this?
Yeah, and it's not true.
Okay, well, I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, yeah, you heard about that one, right, Frank?
They're trying to deflect the news cycles from the idiocy and the lunacy of the Biden administration.
Yep.
They, you know, always watch what the radical left is doing. Whenever they start talking about Trump again, they're trying to do something else. They don't want you paying attention.
That's right. And this is a bunch of hogwash.
Trump has been out of office.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in office anymore. Every time they try to bring him up, it's to deflect about something bad they're doing or inaction that they're executing or nefarious things they're trying to advance. So when you hear Trump, start paying extra attention to what they are doing in real time.
Yeah.
Because, hey, Trump's at Mar-a-Lago playing golf.
Yeah, but he's also going up to New Jersey for the summer. He said he was going to spend the summer up in Jersey. And right away the rumor was, well, he's going to be up there so he can be close to New York because they're going to arrest, indict him, and he's going to have to be close to New York to go back and forth to the courtroom.
Boy, people really don't understand how legal proceedings work.
No, they don't.
If in fact they were to indict him, he wouldn't appear in court but maybe once.
Yep.
His lawyers would be in court.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But he doesn't have to be there. So, I mean, stop listening to the sensationalist stuff. If it sounds sensationalist, most often it is.
Yeah, it's crap.
And Democrats will always deflect from the bad things that they're doing
by
pointing to someone else.
Absolute garbage. And speaking of that, we're going to see what Mary has to say. Okay, Mary, go for it.
Did you see the latest Black Lives Matter demands? The first out of seven, the first three do have to do with Trump. It's all about Trump.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Again, garbage. Garbage.
And this is what I'm talking about. People are starting to turn away from the violence in the street that Black Lives Matter is so well facilitated along with Antifa. So when they're not relevant anymore, Trump. It's Trump.
Yep.
Trump. You know, it's like these marmosets that pop up out of the whack-a-mole game just to scream Trump to see if you can't gin up some discontent again. Trump isn't in office anymore, people.
Okay, here's George just pointed out an interesting point. Mar-a-Lago closes after Memorial Day weekend for the summer, which is why he's going up to New Jersey to his club up there so he can play golf.
Well, something tells me that if he looked at the general manager of Mar-a-Lago and said, I want to stay and play golf, that they'd let him.
Sure. Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, but he can go wherever he wants. He should go to Scotland for the summer.
Yeah, now let's have a little chat for a second. We got about 30 seconds or so left. We'll make this brief. Congressman Matt Gaetz's associate is going to plead guilty on Monday in a federal case. Should Matt Gaetz be worried about this at all?
Whenever a colleague pleads guilty to something without putting up a defense, you have to raise an eyebrow, because he's not going to say, I'll willingly go to prison for the full term. You know damn well the feds are pushing for him to roll on something to lessen his sentence.
Yep.
So, yeah, if I were Matt Gaetz, I would be concerned about what is going to be said about him and about what he's done. But if he hasn't done anything wrong, then he shouldn't be worried. But you do have to put a spotlight on how the federal government acts with people who are under their thumb. They do like to use coercion to get what they want, even if it's not true.
Yeah, they do. Frank, I will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
I sure will. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. Make sure you go there, check out all the different great things that he does. And we will be back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. And that Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Mm-hmm.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brookster, and she's around on the weekend on my flagship station, Saturday night, 7 p.m. If you want to give her a listen, Brook Talks America, the website, brooktalksamerica.com. Right now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, that's right, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, down across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know you after they sell you the product. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And also, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number, again, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. It's going to save you a boatload of money. And joining us right now, it's the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and beautiful morning it is.
Well, it is, unless you happen to be, I guess, a New York Yankee, because what the hell is going on there?
It's amazing. Everybody thought they were going to walk away with the World
Series. No, I'm talking about the COVID.
Well, that too.
They got, what, 7 players that are now positive?
Yeah, it's not going well for that organization right now in a lot of ways. very, very surprising. Boston Red Sox surprised everybody to the way they're playing. It just goes to show you that baseball, if you work it right and play the game as a unit and get some good pitching, that's always key. You can win your fair share, to say the least. So, hats off to the teams that are playing well right now.
Well, they've got their all-star shortstop, Gleyber Torres, tested positive for COVID as the team's dealing with all these different breakthrough cases. And I believe it's seven players, including a couple coaches, have tested positive. So that's not pretty.
No, it isn't. Speaking about COVID and the masks, NASCAR has eased up on their mask mandate at the garage stand at Pitts. So we're trying to get through this. Hopefully, it'll keep going that way. The warm weather states that have lifted things and they're trying to get back to business as usual, and that's very important. They'll be up in Dover, Delaware this weekend. Martin Truex got the pole position captain. That guy he was just on fire this year.
Well, so far he's doing really good.
I have to give him full credit.
How about the NFL? Are they still doing the mask thing?
Well, I mean, they just put out the schedule. You're going to have Kansas City, on primetime three times. Bucks are going to be up five times on primetime. Good scheduling this year. I think the NFL got it done right.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're going to get to full capacity, Captain, some of the college football.
Yeah.
Organization.
By the way, I have a message for Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Some of the Kaepernick folks are going, how come Tim Tebow got a contract and Colin Kaepernick didn't? Well, Colin, it's because you went 1-10 in your last 11 games and you looked terrible. There were rookies that nobody knew about that played better than you did. That's why. Get over it.
Is it fair to say Tim Tebow got his fair share of harassment and hassle, too, for taking a knee for the right reason? So let's put that in the equation, too. How about if you're a team player and your college coach liked you? There's going to be some of that in the NFL. Don't kid yourself, folks. Okay, there's going to be a lot of that. And that's just the way it is, because you work with people that you enjoy working with and feel that you can win together.
And that are leaders.
And leaders.
Yep.
And if you don't think he can't help Mr. Lawrence at quarterback, you're sadly mistaken. This guy's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's a tough football player.
Yep.
He's one of the strongest competitors you'll ever meet in your whole life.
Yep.
He took a shot to try to make it in baseball after the fact.
Yep.
So the guy is just a class act. How about we start rewarding people that do the right things, Captain, instead of we always keep looking for the fringes? Vince Lombardi said this 50-plus years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, why are we always trying to put the freaks on a pedestal or the people that want loudmouths on a pedestal instead of the people that get the job done and lead properly? It's just amazing. And, your audience, a lot of veterans out there, people know I help out the veterans. You're a veteran. But it's amazing. We're letting cartoons, we're letting commercials, we're letting books, upset us. In your generation, Captain, people were lying to serve this country at 16 and 17 and not letting their feelings get in the way except their feeling for this great country of ours. And that's left the building. And I think we need to get back to that, Captain. And I hope we do. So, and sports can do that for you also. A lot of people that have played sports, you get a foundation and a teamwork to do that. So,
a lot of athletes have gone along to a great military career, too. I think of a lot of different people. And by the way, a lot of movie actors were in the military. Now, let's keep going here because we've got the NASCAR, as you said, the Martin Truex is on the pole for the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
He's got another shot to win it. That's an exciting track to watch a race up there in Delaware. So people with, like NASCAR, it's going to be great. We'll have the PGA Championship in golf next weekend. So, and then tomorrow, Captain, we're going to have the Preakness, and Medina Spirit is going to be running in it. So,
The trainer is not going to be there because I guess He's mutually agreed not to show up because he's been banned from that other track he was at. But then again, that may or may not stay because of the test that they're doing.
Well, that's it. We're going to see what comes out. They say it was a cream. It wasn't a shot. So, okay.
Oh, and when you talk about the Yankees, I forgot to mention something here. Yankees apparently really, really got socked last night by the Tampa Bay Rays 9-1.
Oh, yeah. The Rays played well. The Yankees won the first two. It's hard,
yeah.
Captain,
yep.
to sweep a team when you're on equal footing in baseball.
Yep.
If you would notice that, a lot of teams will win the first two, but it's hard to win the third.
Yeah, really, and the Rays pitcher last night had Rich Hill joined the Cy Young winner, Nolan Ryan, as the only two pitchers to strike out 9 against the Yankees at 41 years of age or older.
Yeah, I mean, Rich Hill, he was with the A's, and he's still trying to get it done. It's amazing. The A's and the Rays, Captain, all the way on the West Coast, they're looking to relocate. They're talking about in Tampa Bay, the Rays relocating. Kind of funny, man.
Okay, bring Oakland to Tampa. Let the Rays go to Montreal, and let's bring Oakland down here. What the hell? You know, fair's enough.
It's kind of funny. Just remember back in the day, San Francisco Giants were thinking about coming here before the Rays were granted a franchise in Tampa Bay. So it's amazing how that, it's tough, especially with everything going on. The entertainment dollar isn't there to have two major franchises within 30 to 45 minutes of each other. It's very difficult.
All right, I got to let you go because we're running out of time. All right.
God bless you, man.
Yep. Take care, my friend. Take care, my friend. Okay, I lost track of the time there. All right, well, this is something else, this part of the show and what you hear here.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I don't mind telling you folks that we have a great weekend lined up, as you well know. A lot of things going on. Donald Trump, of course, he's feeling really good, going to have his rallies again. You're going to be able to see him somewhere in June or July. We just don't know where the somewhere is yet, but he's talked about having the rallies again, which is a great thing, and I can't wait. Hopefully there'll be one at least in Florida. Where we can go to. Maybe it'll be Tampa again. Maybe it'll be Orlando. But hopefully it won't be all that far away. If it's down in Miami, that kind of leaves it out for me because of usually the day of the week and whatnot. Going back and forth kind of cuts into my show prep schedule, if you know what I mean. But the thing of it is America's all about us. We the people. We are the ones that get it done. We've got some really good people, and we've got some really bad people. And I will take the really good ones over the really bad ones because there's not that many of the bad ones. But you got to vote these bums out of office that aren't doing the job starting here locally this year, 2021. Get involved, and become part of the solution, not the problem. All right, I'll be back tonight in a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. Hope you have a great, great, great day. See you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.